D-I-V-O-R-C-E, divorce. It is just a heartache. Hi, this is Candy O'Terry. Welcome to the story behind her success. In the spotlight, we've got a woman who experienced the trauma and the loneliness of divorce. She had one friend who reached out to help just because she'd been through it all. And this friend knew how to listen. She understood her loss. When the divorce was over and the dust cleared, today's guest was inspired to create a nonprofit designed to help women get through the trauma of divorce. Jane Does Well provides support, valuable programming, and most of all, a sense of community for women who are going through divorce. For example, there are support groups for women with young children, and then there are support groups for senior women who are going through divorces after decades and decades of marriage. Check out the website to find out more, janedoeswell.org. You know, I always ask for suggestions about who we should interview on the show. And today's guest was nominated multiple times by women whose lives have been changed by Jane Does Well. Her name, Christina Pavlina, and this is her story. Christina, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Candy. It's so nice to be invited here.
Well, we've been talking about getting you in here, and I'm so happy to meet you and to have you sitting right in front of me. So, if you don't mind, just share a little bit about your own divorce and the effect it had on you.
Let me first say that I discovered I was going to go through a divorce one day. Just the shock of what I was going to endure was pretty profound. I didn't really know how to deal with that. I was a woman that was pretty in control of my life, I thought, until all of a sudden I wasn't.
It blew up.
It blew up, exactly. So I had to navigate something pretty traumatic in the sense that I had four children. I had a freshman in college, a junior in high school, a 13-year-old in the middle school, and a 7-year-old. So it was a lot of worlds that were upended overnight. And I felt very responsible, even though I didn't know this process was going to happen to me. And so it was a lot of deep feelings, a lot of big emotions. And I didn't know how to navigate my own sense of loss and feeling neglected and abandoned. And then at the same time, I didn't know how to help my children while experiencing that loss.
It's interesting as you describe that, because that's exactly how I felt. And as I look back on that time in my life, how I wish I had Jane Does Well. So you are the co-founder, the executive director of Jane Does Well. Tell me about the day you decided, I'm going to create this nonprofit.
As I got stronger and I got through my process, I realized that I wanted to help others. And why I realized that is I had this one friend, and I thought she was the only person anywhere getting divorced. But she helped me. She really held my hand. She really reassured me daily that just get up, just keep moving. Anything you're going to do today is put that one foot in front of the other. Knowing that she sort of became my lifeline, and when I was through it, I just wanted to talk to other women. Whenever I heard they were going through a divorce, I just wanted to talk. So I'd invite them to coffee. I'd invite them for a walk. And eventually, people told other people. And it just very organically became just a group of women talking about divorce and supporting each other.
What is the mission of Jane Does Well?
Well, the mission is to support women going through the process and post-divorce. There is a lot of lingering trauma that happens post-divorce. We really help women with the emotional support. We have support groups, drop-in support groups. We're a compassionate, caring community that provides forums for talking to each other. And just, you know, you want to talk to women who really understand what you're going through. It can feel very lonely and isolating if you don't have like-minded women to speak to.
You have to have experienced it to know how it feels, that whole walk a mile in someone else's shoes moment. So you have hands-on valuable programming for your members. Give us some examples of what that is.
We look at women as to what their needs are. So it's always evolving. We are speaking to members, and whenever we see that there's a need in a certain area, we start that. So we have two groups for moms of young kids from 0 to 12. We have a group for moms of young adults. We have groups for mothers who have 20-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And we have Silver Linings. It's for women who are 60-plus. In those years, which is particularly rough to go through a divorce in your sort of senior years.
And that's usually because these are lifelong marriages. And who are you now? You've been married to this man for 40 years and suddenly you're not, right?
Exactly.
You also have a director of wellness and trauma programs. Talk about the emotional devastation of divorce, the decimation, as they say, of the family unit. And how you help women get through that.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because we have this ordained minister, Diane Anderson, who went through her divorce process, was healed through Jane Does Well, and then she decided this is her calling. So she gave up the ministry and she now runs all of our wellness workshops. She has this amazing way about her to really understand, of course, what women are going through, but how to get them to the other side, how to heal. What are those steps that you need to take? They go deep, and it's a structured support group. It's 10 weeks. There's several of them. And these women bond because they share their story on the first night, and they update each other during the whole process. And at that point, they have bonded. And these women go on to have lifelong friendships after that.
One of the things that I learned going through my own divorce, which was a situation where my husband surprised me. I didn't know we were getting a divorce. And so when you are left by someone, the healing takes a little bit longer. Did you find that to be true as well?
Absolutely. We have a very favorite author at Jane Does Well, and she wrote a book called Runaway Husbands, and it talks about betrayal. And it's very hard to understand why someone would do that. And it's very important to kind of get a perspective that doesn't become defining of you, that you don't internalize, like, I was neglected, I was betrayed, I was abandoned. It really has something to do with that individual. And if you understand that, you could understand that it was really something that they were going through rather than some sort of a loss or some sort of a weakness on your side.
The loneliness of single parenting was absolutely the hardest part for me. In my case, I really was on my own raising two children, and it was completely overwhelming. It required me to work 7 days a week. Do you have a way of talking to the members of Jane Does Well about how to overcome that sense of loneliness when you're so completely overwhelmed?
The best way to overcome loneliness is to talk to women who get it. No one else. Your family love you. Your friends love you, but they will not understand what you are dealing with. It's so hard to raise children who are the children of divorce because children have their own sort of developmental lifespan. They're developing at the pace that they're supposed to develop, but it's hard in a divorce because it's hard to discern if this is developmental or if this is caused by divorce. Sometimes a little of both. We do a lot to help children in divorce. We have a lot of workshops of co-parenting and parenting best practices.
Handing the children off for the holidays. Heartbreaking. On the air for many, many years here in Boston. I was always on the air on Christmas Day because that was usually when my children would see their father for a few hours. And I did not want to be by myself at home. So I always used to raise my hand and say, I'll be on the air for every holiday. People used to call me on the phone, the listener line. I'd pick up the phone. I would hear sobbing fathers. I would hear sobbing mothers because they had just gone through the drop-off in the parking lot on a holiday. And this leads me to when you are co-parenting, there are so many mistakes we make, and the drop-off and the handoff is one of the biggest mistakes we make. How do you talk to parents about this?
It's not easy. It's not going to be easy. Nothing I say is going to make it easy. But if you make sure that you have a plan, you have to make sure that you're putting back into the well. I think we exhaust ourselves because we care so much about what the children are feeling. And at the same time, we're depleted, right? So it's so important for us to put back in, and we're not good at that.
Not good at that at all.
No. So what we say is, call a friend. Let's make a plan. Let's go do something fun together. You have to do that for yourself. It's so important.
Take us back, if you would, Christina, to your own childhood. Can you tell us where you come from, a little bit about your past?
Yes, I'm a native Californian and an only child. Yeah, I spent my formative years there. And
what was that like?
It was really nice. So I'm a product of divorce, so I never imagined that this would be my fate. So it made it a little difficult because moving around a lot and moving between parents. And I also, I'm the first generation that went to college. So I, you know, luckily in California, you can go to community college and all of that. It really took me 7 years working and going to college to graduate. So it was wonderful. It was also really hard.
So talk a little bit about how your parents handled that divorce and how that affected you as a child.
It was really hard. My parents separated early, didn't get divorced until later, but they lived separately. And I went from one parent to another, sometimes for a couple of years with one and then with the other, not seeing the other. So it was not an easy.
That's hard.
It was not easy.
Wow. How did that change you growing up?
To be honest, it made me very resilient and very adaptable. I had no choice. I was also quite shy, but I just managed to adapt. It made me strong.
So I'm guessing that living with your mom was one kind of household. Living with your dad was another kind of household. If you can, tell me, what did you learn from your mom and what did you learn from your dad as you were growing up?
My dad was very loving, but not very structured. My mother is German, and she's very structured, and she has strong views about things. So it was really an extreme difference between the two households.
Tell us about your college experience. You've said that you were the first person in your family to go to college. Did you know what you wanted to do with your life? What was your major?
No, I didn't. I knew I wanted to go to college, but I also had to work at the same time. So I did a lot of my classes at night. And eventually, I happened to inherit a little bit of money, and I wanted an experience. So I went to the American University of Paris for a semester. And I was really intrigued with the art history courses. And that experience really laid the groundwork for what I wanted to study and what I ended up majoring in. I ended up at UC Berkeley and majoring in art history. And I, to this day, it's just such a passion of mine.
Were you able to put that to work after you got out of college?
I was. I was working on a graduate degree. I had taken the GRE. I moved to Boston with my ex-husband. So I was working on that, and I all of a sudden found I was going to have a family. So that kind of put a damper on my plans.
It really can hijack your career. You know, the same exact thing happened to me. I got pregnant when I was in college, and I did graduate from college. Mm-hmm. And most people who listen to the show understand that I've had a long career in broadcast, but you have a baby when you're 21, 22 years old, and all your friends are like, what is happening here? You know, they're going to grad school and they can't identify with your life. But
resilience
is our middle name, right?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about how motherhood changed you.
Interestingly, I didn't have a lot of confidence in my parenting skills, probably because of my childhood, but I really gained confidence. I loved being a mother.
How did you explain your divorce to your children?
Well, that was difficult. You have to be so careful, and I knew that I wanted to be very careful, because children first want to figure out why, and then they want to figure out how they can fix it. And both of those questions, I wasn't willing to have a conversation with them about. So I felt that what they needed to know is that we're going to be okay. You're going to have two parents that love you, will always be here for you. And so that was what I tried to convey on a daily basis. We're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And that's really what children want to know. At the end of the day, you don't have to go into the details. It's really not about them. And so it's really important just to convey, yes, your life is going to be different, but you're still going to have a lot of love and a lot of care.
Let's imagine that there is a woman who is listening to our program, and she is just going through a divorce right now. What do you say to her? And Christina, what do you wish someone had said to you?
I want to say that I know you're in pain and it feels very hard. And everything that you're doing every day is going to feel very hard. But if you open yourself just a little bit to other women who are experiencing the same thing or have, you're going to find that there's space for something else for you. You're going to get more comfortable in your skin. You're going to feel better by seeing other people who have gone beyond it, who are functioning, who are thriving. It actually is very inspiring and instills hope.
Next three questions we ask everyone who sits where you are. So thank you again for coming in today. When an obstacle is in your path, how do you get around it?
I have learned that there is always possibilities. I am a person who believes that there's always a way. Maybe you're not asking the right question. I just don't think that you really have to stay in the same lane if it's not working out for you. You shouldn't get too attached to the achievement. Get attached to the learning process, getting attached to what you've gained during the whole process. So we do get stuck. It is hard, but there's always a way. There's always a way around it, a way forward, or maybe you just try something different and you start something new.
What is the best piece of advice you've ever received? And could you please pass it along to our listeners?
Yeah. The best advice I ever received was trust your gut. Trust your instincts. The reason why we have a gut, they are experiences that we've had in the past that we've learned from. It's really particular for you. Those are your experiences. And so when you trust your instincts, that goes a long way because you're not taking somebody else's advice. It can be very hard to go down someone else's path. You need to find your own path. And also, like I said before, I think it's very important to be able to fail. It's okay. I always think about, like, okay, if this doesn't work out, what happens? What's really the end of the world here? And sometimes when I do that, it helps me a lot because I know, okay, that's not so bad. Who cares?
Final question. I do believe that we live our lives in chapters. And certainly, if I had asked you 20 years ago what success means, or if someone had asked me 20 years ago what success means, we probably have different answers. But right now, what does success mean to you?
I love that you asked this question because at Jane Does Well, we have an annual event called Women of Courage. And we nominate four women within our membership who we think represents success. And it's resilience.
We need to have these women on the show.
We do. We absolutely do. And these stories are so inspirational and they're so important. And what is the definition of these women that we feel are successful? It's not what they achieved. It's where they started and what they learned along the way and where they are now. Are they feeling fulfilled and happy? And to me, that's a definition of success.
And that's the story behind her success for this week. My thanks to Christina Pavlina. She is the co-founder and the executive director of Jane Does Well. It's a 501c3 nonprofit devoted to supporting women through divorce. Find out more at janedoeswell.org. Thank you so much for listening. I'm always on the lookout for the next woman to profile. So if you know someone I should feature on the show, will you please reach out and nominate her today? Just go to CandyOTerry.com. That's Candy with a Y, OTERRY.com. I'll have a new inspiring story for you next week. And remember, when we lift each other up, we all rise. What's your story? I can't wait to hear it.